I woke Friday morning needing to get to the grocery store and to my physical therapy appointment, only to discover a detour on my street right where I needed to go. It was blocked. They were working on the water or the sewer or whatever they were working on. All I know is I was inconvenienced, and I was pretty sure that they did it just to inconvenience me. No warning, nothing. They just closed the street, and so I had to turn around and go another way. And it's just how it is sometimes. Detours come in many shapes, sizes. We have detours all through our lives. They all share one thing in common. We don't really ever see them coming. They catch us off guard and leave us frustrated, confused, maybe curious, maybe even brokenhearted. We question why things had to happen this way at this time in spite of our best plans. The ultimate temptation then is to become discouraged and even maybe angry at God as we experience our faith being rocked. If life has taught me anything, it's not to get too comfortable with where I am or the path I am on. No one in this life goes through life untouched by bumps in the road or unexpected detours, but just because we hit an unforeseen turn of events doesn't mean we are powerless, because we have the choice to respond to those events. And where that takes us will always come down to our own attitude. Michael Bilister was born in 1896 in Russia. Shortly after his birth, his family fled for Canada, where he grew up and eventually attended Toronto Bible College. He had a passion for Christian mission and sharing the good news of God's grace-filled love, which led him to Poland in the years shortly before World War II. It was there in a small town in 1930 that he met a man and struck up a friendship. And when the time came for him to leave the village, Bilister left this new friend one Bible. Well, the man read it and was converted to the faith of Jesus. He then passed the Bible on to others, and they too were converted. It wasn't long until there was in this village a group of about 200 people, all of whom had become believers through the sharing of that one Bible. Well, in the late 1940s, shortly after the war, Bilister was invited to return to that small village. A worship service was planned to honor him and at which he was going to preach. And he thought first of asking the people of the village there to give testimonies, to speak of their own stories. But instead, he finally decided at a meeting, he suggested that several people in attendance could recite verses of scripture. Well, after a very long and very confusing silence, one of the men stood up and said, "Perhaps we have misunderstood you. Did you mean verses or chapters?" See, these villagers had not merely memorized a few select verses of the Bible. With only one Bible available to them, they had memorized whole chapters and books. 13 people knew the entire books of Matthew and Luke and half of Genesis. Another person had committed the entire book of Psalms to memory. I challenge you to do half. That single copy of the Bible given by Bilister had sunk deep into that community, converting and transforming the hearts and lives of all who chose to receive it. That small, surprising act of giving away that one Bible bore fruit in hundreds of changed lives. Well, the book of Acts is full of surprising stories, much like the one I just shared. Someone does something, even a small something, and God makes amazing things happen. So with all those big surprises in the book, maybe the most surprising thing of all is that this little story about Lydia is even in there at all. story begins with a detour. Paul has a vision that a man from Macedonia is pleading for help. But when he arrives, he finds not a man, but a group of women who listen to his teachings. Now, given the culture of the times, teaching women should be a surprise all by itself. But it's not surprising in the context of Luke and Acts, where many women are honored and elevated in the faith. From the very beginning of time, women have played a crucial role in the church. Excuse me. So when Lydia opens her heart to receive the story of Jesus, then becomes a believer and follower of Christ, we learn that her own life will take a major detour as well. She and her entire household are baptized, and a new spark is ignited in Macedonia that just may spread into a roaring blaze. But that's where we're left in the story. We don't know. So why? Why in a big book of miracles and major events do we find written the story of one woman coming to faith? Why does the author of Acts bother to give this woman top billing here among all the other dramatic and miraculous events? Could it be because God is always working to change the world one life at a time? When Paul went to sleep that night on the ship, did he have a clear plan in place for the next day? Yes. But God's plan included an amazing detour. When Lydia woke up that morning, did she know her life would be changed by Paul's detour? No. But Lydia, like all of us, has a choice. She can listen and follow when she hears God's word for the first time, or she can continue on the path she is on. Living a life she knows, and a life that serves her well. But Lydia chooses to open her heart and her life, and then her home, to this amazing gospel message of God's love. She and her entire household are baptized, and who knows how that affected her village after that. And I wonder, does her story affect this village of Ilion? I believe it does. I believe it has to, even when we don't realize it. You see, the more rigid and invested we are in our expectations of our life's journey, this is where I'm going and nothing's going to get in the way, well, then the tougher it's going to be to find solutions or see opportunities for growth when the detours come along. I certainly didn't expect to find myself at the age of 63 living in upstate New York. And if I had not followed God, we'd still be in Atlanta close to my kids, because that was the plan. We have to be open to new things. No journey through life follows a straight and predictable path. There will always be turns and wrong turns and surprises. There will be bumps along the way. Learning to embrace these challenges, friends, is what makes life interesting. Overcoming them by following the ways of Jesus is what gives life deep meaning. Of course, detours come in all shapes and sizes. There's a big difference between dealing with the everyday disruption of finding your street closed or encountering a traffic jam on the way to the airport, There's a difference between that, and suddenly finding yourself facing a medical crisis, the untimely death of someone you love, the end of an important relationship. I've been there. I've been there on all counts, and what has made the difference goes beyond the power of positive thinking or the belief that I can and will handle whatever challenges may come my way. What makes the difference in my life, in my faith, and in my desire is to keep following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Lydia's story and the story of Michael Bilister and that small town in Poland remind us that the faithfulness of one person's changed life, one Bible shared, one faithful risk taken for God's kingdom may seem to be a small thing, but it can ultimately shake the very foundation of an entire community. So many times when we read these amazing stories in Acts, we become overwhelmed by the amazing things that happen in the early church, the miracles and wonders and marvels. And we may feel small. We may even wonder if we measure up to the standard that was set in those times. But my dear friends, if the scriptures teach us anything, it teaches us this: one changed heart is a major event that can turn the world upside down. In a time that is so fraught with bad news, in these days of war and violence and hatred and division, and with all of the rhetoric that surrounds us these days, please remember, no, do more than remember, believe that through Christ, God is working to change this world. We can make a difference, for all things are possible through Christ who strengthens us and is working in and with us, one life at a time, one amazing detour at a time. Amen.